A person that is productive is a person that says, okay, I'm going to prioritize what's most important for this day. The way that we keep him from tripping us up is that we have the foundation of God and we have the spiritual truths that we govern our lives by on a daily basis. Get this, all throughout the day. Welcome to Changing Lives, where we are changing lives with the Word of God. This is the beginning of season 6. Praise the Lord. And I am, as always, excited about sharing the Word of God with you. It's going to be an incredible year. And whenever you have the Word of God involved, because the Word of God is not just logos, it is rhema. And when rhema occurs in our lives, then that means change is about to happen. That means something is going to be activated. That means a shift is going to occur in our lives. And so I'm excited. Today, I want to share with you about balance. And I feel like we're at the beginning of the year and there are a lot of things that we are endeavoring to do. And I feel like balance is something, is really a subject that affects everybody. You're living in this earth realm. You're working, you got family, you know, you're endeavoring to do things in your life, then you're going to have to know how to balance all these things that are in your life. And so I just want to share with you, of course, biblically based truths, as well as some personal experiences myself. And we're going to spend the next couple of times with this podcast sharing about balance, because how many know that we want to be productive in our lives? And sometimes when things are out of balance, it works against the productivity that's in our lives. And so open up your heart to receive. Look at this word as something that's going to cause a shift in your life. And I know that it will for the better. So yeah, so really is, how are we going to find balance for some and also maintain that balance in our lives? And so again, it deals with family, it deals with work, it deals with faith, deals with friends, it deals with ourselves. How do we balance, our own life, just period, just taking care of ourselves, doing things that enrich our lives, and all of that. So hobbies, recreation, all of that. And so I think it's very important. And so I want to start out with a question, because when we look at balance, it's not something that you ultimately attain in one particular area. And so the question comes to mind, are you balanced or are you balancing? And I would beg to say, or differ to say, that we're actually balancing. And really, when you deal with balance in your life, no matter what it is, whether it's balancing family, your work schedule, your health, whatever it may be, it's something that you're constantly working at. It's not something that it's a constant. And the reason why is because when you add in not only just the everyday things that you have to do, your time schedule, working with other people, whether it's your family or just whatever, you got to always add challenges in there. And I believe that challenges are really the things that really causes things oftentimes to be out of balance, because sometimes we can get in sync with, oh, we got to do this at this time, we got to do that. And if it's something that if it's in a perfect world, yeah, you can do it all day long. But then when you deal with challenges, and what do I mean by challenges? Your health, something doesn't turn out the way that you expected it to come out. It may be that your kids just reminded you the morning of that they needed to have something for their specific class time. Or it could be that, a tragedy may have happened, an accident. Maybe you took sick in your body. There's a number of things that add to the balancing act that we, if you will, that we have to have in our lives. And so challenges certainly add a major glitch to it. And so with that, you know, it's not, you know, when you look at being balanced, it's not something that you obtain in a perfect manner every single day of your life. It's really a balancing thing that you're doing. So it's ongoing. You're always balancing, okay? And with that, you have to constantly be evaluating what you're dealing with. You're problem solving. You're troubleshooting. You're doing damage control. And so all of that plays into the role of balancing whatever it is. Okay. So when you look at balance, it really means giving the right amount of time and attention to God, meaning your relationship with God, your families, whether it be, brothers, sisters, mom, dad, husbands, wives, children, the dynamics of family, right? It could be also the right amount of time that you need to give to your work, your career, your profession, where you make money to make a living, right? Having that balance, right? You don't work, you don't eat, right? So you got to have that balance. And then yourselves, because oftentimes when you are the main catalyst to cause things to be balanced in your particular world with your family, with your work, with your job, with whatever it may be, you have to make sure that in your own life that you are balancing. Okay. And we'll get into that a little deeper. What does balance look like for an individual person in their lives? I want to read this scripture, 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, and I'm going to read out of the 8th and the 9th verse in the Amplified Version as well. It says, be well balanced, temperate, sober of mind, be vigilant and cautious at all times. For that enemy of yours, the devil, roams around like a lion, roaring in fierce hunger, seeking someone to seize upon and devour. Withstand him. Be firm in faith against his onset, rooted and established, strong and movable and determined, knowing that the same identical sufferings are appointed to your brotherhood, the whole body of Christians throughout the world. So the word of God is admonishing us to be well balanced, okay? And it talks about temperance, which is self-control. It talks about the mind, right? And we are three-part beings, spirit, soul, and body. All of that has to be balanced, okay? But it talks about one of the reasons why we have to be balanced is that we have an enemy. So you have challenges, you have an enemy that oftentimes will throw in those glitches of challenges, but also challenges are just can be just a part of life. It's not necessarily that the enemy is trying to take us down. It's a part of life at times. But make no mistake about it, we do have an enemy whose job 24/7 is to trip us up. He comes only to steal, to kill, and to destroy, right? So we have to recognize that. And so in doing that, the enemy will do whatever he can to see how he can slip in there in our lives and create havoc in that sense. And so the word of God is admonishing us to be balanced so that we can know how to manage all these things that's going on in our lives. Okay. And this part of it stands out to me. It says, be vigilant. That means constantly looking and seeing and overseeing and checking and cautious at all times. So at all times, that means you don't stop. That means you're constantly in that mode of making sure things are flowing like they need to, that you're constantly in tune in the spirit to recognize, okay, is this good? Is that good? Am I flowing in this way like it needs to? Am I depending on God in this area? And I'm, you know, all of these things. So it says at all times. So that ties into the thought of that we're not balanced and then that's it. Okay, it ties into that we are constantly balancing, and we need to be balancing at all times. Okay. And so, let's talk a little bit about out of balance, and we're going to get into some practical things as well. But let's just lay some principles down, some spiritual truths down, so we can get a grip of this thing. Okay. When something is out of balance, whether it's maybe it's your eating habits, maybe it's what you're not doing to take care of your body, maybe it's maybe you're overworking and you're not giving enough attention to family, or overlooking the needs of yourself to take care of yourself so that you can balance it out. So if you're going to one extreme, that means you're out of balance. Okay. You're not spending enough time with your family, or maybe they're not priority. Maybe you say you value family, but maybe they're not a priority in your life. And so there's other things that you're allowing to take priority that's causing neglect, or causing, someone to be overlooked that should be more valued than what you're doing. And so we can look at all areas of our life, spirit, soul, body. We can look at every sector of our lives, and we can definitely more than likely, pick out areas that's not balanced, okay? And so, but you need to look at it in this light. When things are out of balance out of your life, that opens the door for the enemy to come in. Because you remember the word says that he's looking, he's searching, he's roaming like a roaring lion, seeing whom he can pounce on. And he's going to pounce on those who are the weakest. And when you're weak in the area of being balanced, that sets you up to be a prime target for the enemy. And so, the word of God tells us, in 1 Peter 5, what we need to do, that we need to withstand from him. And withstanding from him is not just recognizing, oh, there he is. No, you got to do whatever you can to work it in such a way where you gain the balance you need, so it's no longer a door or avenue by which the enemy can creep in and can devour or steal or kill. Or destroy. Okay. And so there's a balance for everything. Yeah. You want to have fun. But then there's a time to be serious. Ecclesiastes tells us about that, how there's a time for everything. And you got to know how to seek the wisdom of God to know the balance in that. Okay. And so things like your personal life, your family, your spiritual needs, it's all important that you check to make sure that, things are not out of balance. And it's not good enough to recognize that it's out of balance and you don't do anything about it. Okay. And Job, the 36th chapter, 6-7, this is Job talking, and I'm reading from the Amplified again. And it says, "Oh, let me be weighed in a just balance, and let him," talking about God, "weigh me, that God may know my integrity. And if my step has turned out of God's way, and my heart has gone the way my eyes covetously invited, and if any spot has stained my hands with guilt." So Job is recognizing, I gotta give God permission to arrest me, to look and inspect my life to see if there's anything that has gotten out of balance. And what does it mean to be out of balance? It means the plumb line is God's way. It means the standard is God's way. It means the way is God's way, right? And so, we're focusing in on this year, Holy Spirit, have your way. Well, Holy Spirit is the paraclete, the essence of who God is, okay? And he is the one that's in the earth realm that's helping us today to actually balance out. So when we're saying that we want God to balance out, it is through the work of the Holy Spirit that we want to allow him to show us his way, and to allow his balance to be what causes everything to be weighed out in its proper respect. Amen. And so out of balance is not something that should be a joke, and it's not something that you should recognize that something is out of balance, and you just continue to allow your life to spiral out of balance, okay? You are a steward of your own life, and then when you are connected to family and you start having children, you have spouses, other people that you are connected to in a family structure or otherwise, then now you become a steward over those relationships too. And in your stewardship, it is important that you learn to balance those relationships so that they are healthy relationships when it's on your watch. Amen. Praise God. So let's deal with this. When you're balancing, it's important that you make a decision. And in making decision, it deals with you looking at your values, you looking at what's most important to you. Because you can say, oh, I want this, oh, I want that, oh, I want this and that and that. But except you put it in the proper perspective and proper order in your life, it can just simply remain something that you're wishing and hoping for, right? And so in our lives, when we want to balance, what you ultimately are saying is, I need to make some decisions, okay? Make some decisive decisions, not straddling the fence. Oh, I'm not sure. Am I going to do this? Am I going to do that? No, you have to make up your mind. This is what I need to do in order to have balance. Okay. And sometimes, and when you're making decisions, that means you have to give up something. And I think oftentimes that can be a place in our lives that causes a major glitch or a major holdup and opens up the avenue for imbalance to take place in our lives because we're not willing to give up. And sometimes it's of our own selfishness that we don't want to give up something. We don't want to give up of our time. We don't want to give up of our resources. We don't want to, you know, we just don't feel like it. You know, we're selfish, but sometimes it is the other side where you're not willing to give up a no, to say, no, I'm not going to do that. That's making a decision. That's making a decisive decision to say, I'm saying no to this because there are other things that are more important that I value far more. It doesn't mean that that's not important. It just means that I'm prioritizing some things to say, this is more important and this is demanding more of my time and attention. So you're going to have to give up some things, but you're also going to have to take on some things. And sometimes we don't take on things because we don't want to handle the responsibility. We don't want to put in the time and the energy and what it takes to take on certain things. And so when you make a decision, you got to look at that total dynamics, right? But ultimately what you're doing is you are prioritizing. Years ago, the Lord shared this revelation with me. I think it was probably through Joyce Myers, where she was talking about the difference between busy people and being productive. You know, and oftentimes, you know, we got a lot on our plate. We got a lot going on, and we can say, yeah, we're busy. We got a lot to do. We got to do this and got to do that and all of that. But there is a difference between being busy and being productive. And when you're being productive, that means you are making calculated decisions on what is most important in your life. When you're busy, you got goals. Oh, I want to do that. I got to do this. I got to do that. Those are all goals. They're even on your to-do list. Valid things oftentimes that need to be done. But you're a busybody. You're all over the place. You have no order. You have no priorities. And so therefore, you're not productive. You're working. Yeah, you're busy. You're taking up time. You're taking up space. You're constantly moving. But is there anything that's being produced? Are you being productive? And so the difference between a busy person and a productive person is a person that is busy, just it's setting goals. I got to do this. I got to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm looking to do that. But a person that is productive is a person that says, okay, I'm going to prioritize what's most important for this day. Most of the days when I wake up in the morning and after I've had my quiet time and different things, and there's certain things I know that I do on a regular basis, you know, around the house or whatever, to set the day up throughout the household. And then once I get settled and I know now it's time for me to get to work, whether it's working some things at the house on my day off, or it's working some things dealing with ministry or whatever it may be, I usually take the time to seek God and say, God, what is most important today? Which means I'm saying, God, what is most important to you? And oftentimes I'll write like the top three, or sometimes even top five things on a list that I keep on my desk where I know I'll be working. And that's an indication of what's most important. There's many things to do, right? But these are the most important things. And then if I'm able to accomplish those things or finish those things or be productive in those things for that day, and I have extra time, then I can begin to look at some other things that I can do. But I prioritized what's most important so that I could be productive. And to me, what's most important to God, He already knows my end from the beginning. He knows what my day is going to be like. He is the one that is the source. He is the strength. And so I'm looking to Him to help me to manage the day based on that. Okay. And so, in Ephesians chapter 2, and this is from the Passion Version, it says, so be very careful how you live, not being like those with no understanding, but live honorably with true wisdom, for we are living in evil times. Take full advantage of every day as you spend your life for His purpose. So if you're spending your life for His purpose, then you want to know, Lord, what is most important for you in my life today? Right? Let me just close out talking about the balancer. Who is God, right? He is the balancer. He is the one through the Holy Spirit who I say is the equalizer. He levels everything out, right? And so we have to recognize in our relationship that He has to be priority. In Matthew 6:33, it says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. God wants to be placed first. And as He's placed first in our lives, then He's able to order our steps. The word says the steps of a good man is ordered of the Lord, right? So, but it's not ordered of the Lord if we're not seeking Him first, if we're not seeking Him as the strength and the guidance in our lives, right? And so Proverbs 3:5-6, these are familiar scriptures, but these scriptures, this word has to become rhema in our lives. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways, do what? You got to acknowledge Him. Acknowledge your day. God, I know I have this to do. I have that to do, but I'm acknowledging You. You know all things. Holy Spirit knows all things. He knows how to help me. He knows all of this, right? And then it goes on to say that steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord, right? And then this is one of the scriptures that really helps me to put everything in perspective. And as we dig throughout this month talking about balance, because I'm just setting a foundation, and our foundation is on God and on His word. If your foundation is not solid, if your foundation is not set in such a way where you recognize this is what I'm building upon. I'm trying to get balance, but you can't get balance without God. You can't get balance if you're going to lean to your own way, your own knowledge, your own wit, your own wisdom. You can't get balance if you're looking and stepping into the day and you're trying to figure all this stuff out by yourself. And not just that one day, but every day. It has to be set on the foundation of God. And in order for it to be set on the foundation of God, you've got to know the truth. You've got to hold on to the spiritual truths, because why? We have an enemy, right? That's going to trip us up or try his best to trip us up. And the way that we keep him from tripping us up is that we have the foundation of God, and we have the spiritual truths that we govern our lives by on a daily basis. Get this, all throughout the day. There are no shortcuts, right? You may find a shortcut, but I'm telling you, after a while, that shortcut is going to fall short. And we don't want that to happen in our lives, okay? And so I'm going to stop right there, but we're going to continue on, and we're going to talk about definitely the foundation, because these are things when I look in my life and I see when am I balancing and when am I not balancing? And 9 times out of 10, probably 10 out of 10, when I am not balancing, I see there's something that's not in the right perspective according to God's way. And so I just want to admonish you, take the time, because we're going on a journey of, yeah, you've been all your life, you know, saying I'm out of balance. This is out of balance. I don't have no control in this. I don't have control with my kids. All of these different things. I promise you, you get a hold of these spiritual truths and it's going to help you. It's going to be the plumb line for your life. But you can't just let this be a one-time thing. You can't just listen to this message and say, okay, and then you try it for a little bit and you think, okay, well, that's not working. No, anything worth gaining, any type of success, is built on longevity. It's built on consistency. It's built on commitment. And you have to determine in your heart, in your mind, that you're going to take these spiritual truths and you're going to allow them to be a part of your journey of commitment, dedication, stick-to-itness, whatever you want to call it, so that you can live a life that's well-balanced in God. God bless you.